All right, what is up? It's Thanksgiving now. It's 2 in the morning. I ain't got nothing to do tomorrow but watch football. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. And oh yeah, it's 2. I don't care. I won't sleep. I'm not going to bed. I'm pulling all nighter like I'm 16 years old again. I will pull all nighter. Yeah, I ain't got school tomorrow. Okay, something like that, stupid. I don't know. I don't know, but I know I don't have to go do any work, so that's cool. Friday I do, but not tomorrow after all day today. By the way, it's never fun. By the way, actually, let's get to the show. This is the Spinning Backfist with your host, Bigfoot Holmes. Yeah, he's not still president, eh? He's not spinning Backfist, because I'm pretty sure that's going to be taken away. I'm probably, the bar still because he has probably taken away, too. Or, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I lost. But that's not me. I'm Bigfoot Holmes, and I don't bet on fights if I know a fighter. I don't do that stuff. I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. I know laws. I know the laws, and I'm pretty sure that's definitely a huge law because I don't know how Pete Rose can't be in a Hall of Fame, and I don't know why he just got a felony. But tell me, ask me, answer that. Answer that, folks. Oh, because he bet on baseball. He was betting for his team. I was always betting for us to win, man. We don't give a shit. You're gone. And you're all done. All of you that done it, you're done. The guy from, hey, by the way, they're going to be looking for a new coach at that place. They're going to be looking for a new coach. I wondered who was watching me and listening to me all the time from that area. But that's pretty cool stuff, man. You're not listening to me anymore. It's basically all went, definitely not read anymore. So basically, you're not listening. Oh, well. I must have been telling some good inside information that I don't have, but I was giving you my good picks. I don't know any of the fighters. I can make picks and make bets, but I don't know any of those Joe Schmoes. I don't know any of them. And it's Thanksgiving, and I'm holding all night. I don't care. I'm gonna blast you, I'm gonna lash you, and I'm gonna hash you. And then I'm gonna smoke some hash. And I'm gonna do it all. And we're gonna hit the show. It's Spinning Backfist with all day me. We'll be right back. All right, so we're back. I need to start writing that down because I just went out a big rant that I was not even gonna get into until the middle of the show. But you know, the tongue starts rolling, and the things that come out of it usually probably offend everybody. So hey, sorry. It had to come out. You can't just eat up my brain like that, okay? I gotta say it. I gotta say it. So if I have to say it to an error on a podcast, I do it. Okay, I've tried to do it other ways, and nobody wanted to hear me. They just wanted to lock me up in a slammer. They want to lock me up in a slammer because I talk too much. Well, that ain't a crime, folks. Talking too much is not a crime, but you're putting your hands on somebody, that might be a crime. Unless you're in a cage. But if you're juicing yourself up and putting your hands on somebody, that should be a crime. Well, we got an issue with that, probably. Probably. Yeah, that's probably what happened. It's about a year. He's going to be out for a year, a week before his fight. Yep. I've heard that one before. I've also heard a MMA guru break it down a long time ago. And it baffled our minds. Boggled our minds, if you were paying attention. We're going to talk about that. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to talk about the betting. I called this. I heard Anthony Pettis go on a show about last year. And I said, what the hell? He is talking about betting on a fight? What are you talking about, dude? That's a crime. That is a criminal offense. It's a felony. You will go to prison for that, the feds. You can't do that. Depending on how much money you made on it, they're gonna fry your ass. And you ain't never going to be able to gamble. You're going to have a felony. You ain't going to be able to go to a casino. Your gambling days are over. And if you thought you're going to, if you did it, you're screwed because they're going to find you. They're investigating it now. I'm like, this was the last year. I was listening to these guys, just idiots, spouting their mouths. You're not no laws. Do you think that the laws don't, they don't abide, you don't have to abide by the laws because you might have money? You're big and bad, you're big and bad? Well, no. Because you do a law like that, somebody's going to come get you. Because now you're messing with people's money. You're messing with other things. You're doing bad things to other people now. Maybe not physically, but emotionally. But that's the same. It's the same. Wait till you go. Well, you can go to feds, man. You're going to have emotional abuse put on you all day. You'll be sitting on a stool, Mr. President. Oh, you're going to be living on that stool because you ain't getting your ass off of it because you know once you get your ass off of it, somebody's going to be sticking something in it. Good luck because you're a little prick. I don't like the guy. I hate him. I think he's bogus, and I think he stole his whole career during the Barstool's blogs because I'm pretty sure I sent him about 3 or 4 different information. And I actually told him I wanted him to post my WWE wrestling thing back in 2009 or whatever. But he laughed that off. Stoffled at that, right? But how many of those other things was he putting on that Barstools back in the day of other people's content? Where are they at? Who are they? What are they? Oh, they were using, we were using code names, you know. We were under, like, my name was Ringo149, or it was RWC149. You didn't know who I was. Oh, you know who I am now, don't you? Because I put the ball on this one. I'm the one who's coming for you. You just don't know it yet. Portnoy, bitch. I hope he goes to prison. I think he should, because I think he's a little scam artist, okay? Like, he didn't know FTX. The guy, I'm going to go, I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm going to blast this guy, because I think he's a piece of shit, is what he is, okay? I don't care what he gets. Oh, he can come at me for that. He can say, this guy's slandering me. We need to get, let's get into the little computers here. We're going to take him off the internet. We're going to take him off everything. We're going to block him. He ain't going to know it, because we're that smart.
No, I'm that smart. I don't give a shit what you do. You can do that to me, because I don't care. Because all I know is who you are, and you're scum. Okay, where are you from, Michigan? Hey, you went to Michigan. You were at the University of Michigan? You went there? Back in those days? You know, you do know that they locked everybody down with COVID-19. They wouldn't even let you go into there if you didn't get your vaccinations. They wouldn't let you do that stuff. So who do you think they are? Oh, yeah, who do you think goes there? Yeah, a bunch of pricks. Michigan State kicked their asses after the football game because they said you guys are a bunch of scumbag pieces of shit. Okay, who do you think you are? Oh, you're Michigan. Well, live here. You'll understand what I'm talking about because they don't even fix roads. They don't even fix roads. We don't put lanes in roads anymore. We just make people driving five-lane roads with no lanes, nothing. Okay, I don't know what the hell's going on here. But somebody wins their election last week, and apparently people just stopped fixing roads. Odd to me. Huh. Hey, why don't you ask the Sewell president? He probably knows Gretchen. He probably backed her. So, he's backing them all, right? Well, you're backing Molly McKee. He didn't say it. The guy's so smart, he would actually go on a... You think these people are brilliant? You all think these people are brilliant, and you'll look up to them. Why? So you can give them your money? On his... I won't even go on play on his casino, because I'm pretty sure it's rigged, okay? Like, half of them are. Why wouldn't he do that? He knows better than that. He won't even let me on his casino. I wouldn't go on it anyway. But, other than that, it's pretty cool. No offense to Molly. She had nothing to do with it. He bet on her to win, which was just stupid to begin with. But, you're sponsoring her. You're paying for her training sessions. You know everything about the people she's fighting, injuries, everything going into the fight. This inside information. This is the same thing that the one woman got put in the feds for. You thought she was okay? She was getting inside information on stock markets, and they threw her in the prison for 6 months. What was her name? Go ask Snoop Dogg. Martha Stewart, that's right. See, she had a name. She had a huge name until now she's just Snoop Dogg's girlfriend. But hey, it's all good, man. All good. Good luck, Mr. Stewart, President. You might as well go find Phil Brooks and you guys can go hang out. Maybe you guys can run off to another country. And that'll push you somewhere. Oh, they probably will. They probably already doing that anyway. I don't know why I said Phil Brooks. I just don't like him. So I would like to fight him, actually. Hey, by the way, I want to fight him. If he's not doing anything next year, I will train. I will fight him in some cage somewhere because I think I could beat him. And I think he actually could beat me. I think it would be a good fight. I think he'd have a shot at actually winning an MMA fight. I doubt it. But, I mean, if it was against me, he might. He might. I would take it. I'm not even asking for money, Phil. I'm not asking for any money, Phil Brooks. I will fight you, and I will do it because I think you're scum, too. Okay? I'm going to rant. It's just a rant. It's 2 in the morning. I haven't slept. I've been working all day. I was driving through a road for one in Kalamazoo, literally a stretch, with 3 o'clock on the day before Thanksgiving, and there's no lanes. What? There's cracks, creases. There's basically craters and no lanes, and exits off, everything, cars everywhere, and people are just parking on the sides of the street. There's nowhere to go. It's craziness, okay? I don't know how I made it. I had white knuckles. That's how I did it. I went and white knuckled it, and I did it. I got flipped off by 4 different people, and then I looked at the window, and I said, you got a freaking problem? I flipped him off. So it all was good, and then he went, and then he squirmed off. Because he got a close look at my face, and my face means business. We'll be right back. I'm going to get into an actual show here. I didn't mean to rant and crap and crap on everybody's parades the day before Thanksgiving, but you basically crapped on yourself anyway, so. Oh, well, that's what CM Punk did, Phil Brooks, when he was taking a Z-Pack, What the hell is that, Mr. Straight Edge? I'm guessing it's some kind of drugs to help you get out there and fight your wrestling matches, because then you shit your pants. What, you Straight Edge? You Straight Edge? You're complaining about this for like the last 4 years. Nobody even ever caught on to that one yet. I guess that makes him Straight Edge. What's a Z-Pack? I don't know, but it's apparently it's making him shit his pants. And he's telling you it's all messing him up. It's whacking him up. Well, that doesn't sound Straight Edge to me, man. That means I'll fight you. I'll fight you in a cage and prove it. You Straight Edge that day, see how Straight Edge you are if you can get into a cage with me. Okay? And you'll see how Straight Edge I am if I get in a cage with you. Just do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm in. Nobody cares. Nobody even knows who I am. Thank God, because they probably have me assassinated. Whew, after what I said about the stool president, he's got a hit out on me already, and he's got me, he knows. So, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about Yuri Prochazka getting and Glover Teixeira's fight going off. Gambling is a big issue. I think we just went over that. Pretty covered that. The Z-Pack and Phil Brooks covered that. Me calling Phil Brooks out, wanting to fight him in a cage. Next year, I'm going to give him a shot to get his first MMA victory. Okay, because if you can't beat Mike Jackson, I don't know who the hell you can beat. I don't know. Okay, cause I don't even know if that guy, I think that he claimed he was a Golden Glove boxer in 2011, world champ or something. That was my uncle did that too, okay? He couldn't even put a boxing glove on. Well, he is a Golden Glove. Okay, you guys are liars. There's internet now. You know, there's internet. It's not 1982. Not 1992, it's like 2022. Almost 2023. We've been through COVID-19, okay? Okay, and if you were in Michigan, that was hell. Oh, big hell, okay? You got, they just wiped off half the state. Put you in a hospital, kill you. That's what they do, man, Michigan. Good people. School president went there, I think, right? We'll figure it out. He'll probably get away. I'm probably just going to pay a big fine, but he'll probably have a felony, and he'll probably have to lose his gambling license. That's probably what happened, though. Because he admitted to doing it. He can't get away from it now. He YouTubed it. What the fuck's an idiot? All right, we were back. All right, so we're back. I'm just baffled at that. I'm baffled at the thought of these fighters that thought they could just bet on fights that they, in the organization they were in. I don't care if you're betting on yourself or not. You can't do that. That's like, have you, I can't even talk about it because I'm just so confused. So confused that people think they can get away with that. Well, they got away with it for a little bit, but I mean, geez, some people just start talking that it's smarter than them, and we'll start calling it out. And then all it takes is one person to hear them that can do something about it. Hey, I must have been my talk. One person to hear. We got my 72 subscribers. Thank you, and giving the dropping a habit and him that. Thank you. Yeah. Because I had it with me. I didn't hear anybody else talk about this last year. I called the Showtime out in Pettis on his Ariel Hawaii. I said, Pettis just came on here and said they mailed him $1 million check. He went and took the $1 million check and bet on the other guy. Oh, my God, that he was fighting. He said it all on the freaking... I don't think he said that much. But he basically claimed he'd already been paid $1 million, an organization that claims they have a titled fight at the end for $1 million. But yet he's fighting in there, and he's talking about how he bets on his fights. He's 2-2 in there. Which one were you betting on, Pettis? Which ones were you betting on? Because he ain't winning any of them in there. Please answer these ones. That was stupid, but I'll give that to Pettis because he's been punched in the face a lot. Pettis just seems like he might just been dumb. Okay, he beaten up a lot. He had to go cage fight when he was like 15 years old. I get it, okay? He's not the... But school president's got no... he's got a degree, I think, from Michigan, right? Is that what he says? Is that what he says, I think? I don't know. He sounds like he's from Brooklyn or Long Island, but he claimed he went to... I don't know this stuff, okay? I don't know. And he was in Chicago. But yet he sounds like he's from Long Island or Staten Island. I don't know where the hell he thinks he's from, but that's what he says. We don't know anything about him. He's probably just an alien. He's probably a Bezos spawn. So they moved him right in there. They gave him all this money. He said, you go in there and you just do all this stuff for us. And then when it comes down, crashes, you're the one that's going to get in trouble for it, and we're not. Sucker. Well, you fell for it. Fell for that. Oh, man, people, dude. Okay, let's get on this one, because I got to get off of that, because I'm going to lose my mind. I just don't understand. I don't fathom that. I don't. Did anybody not hear a Pete Rose story? Did that just not happen? Does nobody not know why Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame? How Pete Rose has the most hits of all time in all of baseball? You try saying Ichiro might have him beat, but oh, they had a double down on Ichiro and say, no, that was all of his hits from there in Japan, and all of his hits from here, and he just now edged Pete Rose. Huh? When did Pete Rose play? The 60s and 70s and 80s? What are you talking about, man? Oh, he was managing in the 80s? He was managing in the 70s, playing in the 60s, 70s. He was running people over in All-Star games. That's how long ago he was playing. He was running the catchers over and taking them out completely and injuring them and ruining their careers in an All-Star game. Well, that was Pete Rose for you. Yeah, guess what? He's not even in the Hall of Fame. They tried to let him back and be an announcer, but he can't keep his mouth shut. He ain't going to stop talking. He's going to say, you guys suck if you suck. He's Pete Rose, man. He's the greatest baseball player there's ever been. But you wouldn't know that, would you? They took him out of everything. They let him keep his record, though. Let him keep all his records he's got. They let him keep his wins, his manager. Nah, I think they took those from him. Forgot he was a manager. He was a really damn good one, too. But that's when he was betting, apparently. Oh, well, how do you not know this? Huh? Was Michael Jordan walking around talking about him betting on NBA basketball games back in the day when they were talking about big gambling? Did he ever say that? Did Charles Barkley ever say he was betting on basketball? No, none of them ever said that. Even if they were, they never said it. Okay, they didn't. I'm confused. Okay, I had to take a break because this just baffled my mind. These are felonies. I don't care if you go to prison or not, but you're not going to be able to gamble. You're not going to be involved in your gambling anymore. You do get this, right? You can't have people gamble for you, but then that could also get you in a lot more trouble because now you're breaking a federal crime that they put on you. Now you're violating that by doing something shady. So you're just screwed. You have to move countries. That's what happens when you legalize gambling and you legalize it and half the country doesn't even know what the hell gambling is until they go on a computer on their phone and start gambling. And then they probably just think it's okay. It's not. It's only okay if you don't have any ties to whoever the things are. Oh my God. I don't believe it. They used to do this in poker, too. But you get killed. They'd bring you in the back room, and they'd break your knuckles and your necks. Hey, they used to get casinos, too, for blackjack. Yep. They'd bring you down the basement, and they rough you up real bad because you cheated them. You cheated them. Yeah, you cheated. You had inside stuff. You were using cheating tactics, and they caught you. And then they weren't nice. They weren't nice. They cut hands, they broke fingers, they cut feet off, they cut tongues out, they gouged your eyes out. They did all this stuff in Vegas. Then they went buried you in a little, they went and buried you in the desert. There's bones out there. Pretty cool. Hey, that's a good history lesson for you. Go look that one up if you want to keep doing what you're doing. So here we go. You just gamble and lose it all. That's fine, man. Just do that and you're okay. On things that you have nobody, you don't know anybody in it. You don't know anybody fighting. You're not your brother. You're not your sister. You're not your mother. You're not your best friend. You're not your training partners. You're nothing. You're not organized with them at all. You can bet on that stuff. It's all good. All good. They're not paying you. Oh, well, you definitely do it then. I don't know how you can gamble anyways. If you own a casino like that, isn't that like already an inside information job like that? Because he owns a casino. So I didn't know you could do that if you owned a casino. I think once you own the casino, you can't gamble anymore. Because you are the gambler. You're the whole bit. This guy's screwed, dude. This guy's way screwed because that's got to be a law. That's got to be one. If you own it, I don't think you. I don't know. I don't know, man. That's pretty shady to me because that sounds like that's way inside information if you own a casino. And you're betting on sportsbook bets that are coming off of your casino? I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I'm not saying that's against them. I don't know. That's something we could tie into and look into. I don't know. I just want this guy to fry. I want him to fry or I want him to pay us money that you stole content from back in the late 2000s, up before 2010. I want that. I would love for you to go back in there and you pay at least half of you probably paid your friends. I'm just saying. I mean, that would be the only logical, normal thing to do. You know, the help people that helped you start your career and your big bar stools into the big product it was. Don't tell me it was just you three. You had a whole blogger thing out there. What the heck, man? There wasn't many places to go back in that time. There was a hub pages that got hacked. I mean, I'm telling you, I think he has something to do with that place too. When he was doing the blogging thing. He was taking stuff off of there. He's putting on his stuff. He was doing it. I'm telling you, look, this guy's. I want him to fry. I don't like him. I don't like him, okay? I think he's shady. That's what I think he is. When is spinning back this come out, by the way, either? Michigan, too? I'm confused on this guy, man. I'm done with that. I don't care anymore. Just we'll hear that story when it ends. And I could care less, okay? I could care less about it. I'm just saying. That's just. you got all this money, you do all this fame, people see you all the time, and you're that stupid. Apparently, stupid people can make it in life. Whoa, I got shot. I got a chance, man. Whoa, yeah. Hey, Phil Brooks, you got shot too, man. We're good. Actually, me and you should we should gamble on that fight and not tell anybody. But too late now. I just said it. Never mind. Well, it'd probably be a coin flip anyway, so it ain't gonna be a big one. It'd be a coin flip fight. Ain't nobody ever gonna favor him in a fight. Oh, right. We'll be right back. I'm just playing with the guy. I don't even care. All right, I don't care about anything. If he wanted to fight, he could really use it. He could, Phil Brooks and CM Punk, whatever you want to call him, when he was fighting, I don't think we call him Punk. I think we call him Phil Brooks. But if he's out right now and he's trying to get out of this contract, you know, because he's just sitting on the sidelines on a $3 million a year deal, and he's basically been injured for most of it, and he went on a big 20-match win streak or something. I don't know. It was like 20-0, and then they gave him a belt, and then he disappeared. And then he came back, and he tried to get his belt back, and then he got in a fight in the back room, and then he took another break off because he was hurt again. And he just getting paid that much money to basically just be non-existent to wrestling. What the fuck? That's what he was doing anyway. Before that. What? Get William Regal out. William Regal left there, got kicked out by the Mox tonight. I would love to see William Regal go find him and you guys duke it out on all sides. Because you guys are smarter than everybody. Boom. Actually, that guy's... He turned heel again. It was cool because I'm like, this, it doesn't make sense. William Regal's not a good guy. He's no good guy. I don't understand why he's trying to be a good guy with these guys. He's heel. He's always been heel. Look in the 1990s. Go look him up. I don't know if anybody cares about this stuff, but it's funny because he was like the English guy that was like slapped. He, like I said, the Pima thing one time against Ilya. By the way, whatever happened in that fight? We're going to come back because I got another story I want to talk about before I get on to the real serious situation. All right, so we're back. If any of this wasn't a real serious situation, it seemed like it was, but it wasn't to me. It was just news. A news flash. News. Oh, and the other news was, I got to finish one last thing on that. It was FTX. FXT, FTX. If you didn't see that coming with that company, you were stupid. You don't need to be in cryptocurrencies. You don't need to be in stock markets. You don't need to be in anything. Okay? I've seen every single app and every single place to put your money on. I will tell you places I don't go. Coinbase, I do not go there. They're crub. Their claim is MetaMask is... That's everybody, you stupid. You're going to be just like FTX. I don't get why you would go on the stock market because you're never going to make your money up. Also, they're stupid. The only place I've actually seen this that's really... The only place I even deal with anymore is Crypto.com. But that's because they're strategically... doing things right. None of their stuff is going up. None of their stuff is flying out of the radars like people. Like they're actually building products and things to help the cryptocurrency movement. Okay, it's pretty cool. Like if you just watch their step and step of what they've been doing, they just now got their DeFi open for America and stuff like that. Just like about last year, I think. But they've been open since 2018. And I've had a card from them since then because I just staked some money on there and they sent me a Visa card. So I've been able to get my money off of there every time I wanted to get my money off there since 2019, I think is when I got 18 or 19 when they sent it to me. So that's pretty cool. It doesn't expire until 2026. So I'm good on there. I mean, I don't know. I got a Visa card from there unless Visa just died. But I don't think they're closing. I don't think they're closing. FTX, FX, whatever the hell place is just closed, you're stupid if you didn't see that coming. If it just baffled your mind, have you ever been on there? Were you ever, anybody ever on there? What they were doing was manipulating cryptos. I'm just telling you this. It was ridiculous, all the stuff they were trying to do. There's only a couple places ever implement this, what they were doing. I think CEX has done it now. And they're getting weird. I used to go on CEX, but they started doing what they were doing over here. And I don't go on there anymore. Because it's confusing. You're manipulating your stakes. Okay, it isn't even real money. It's just weird. And you're basically manipulating cryptos that are off your little chain. And people are buying into it. And then you're crashing it after you take all that money. That's what you're doing. That's a scam. That's a scam. Now you tell me when Crypto.com's done that. Oh, when Cronus jumped up to like 90 cents, 75 cents or something. Well, geez, it's 10 cents now. And Cronus coin one, they implemented a burning mechanism, geniuses. So if you wanted to act like that, that might have been a weird, a fly. No. They burned five billion coins that day. Okay, they took them off of their pile. That's why the market cap jumped up. Okay, and that's going to happen every year. Every year they're burning 10% of whatever their stake is. I'm just telling you, they implemented it that time. So good luck. If you don't believe that they're going to be good in about 5 years, they're only going to have about 55. They're only going to have about 10 billion Kronos coins in existence. Maybe 8 billion Kronos coins in existence. You can't mine. You're not mining them. They'll mine a wrapped crow, but not a crow. I'm just saying, you gotta know this stuff. If you've ever been on there, if you've been around here, you're stupid. Okay, you're stupid. Just don't even do cryptos. If that shocked you, don't do them. If Coinbase, when they crash and that shocked you, you should have been out of it. You should never even been in there. Okay, you know, I'm just saying. Just saying. I would love to know why I have a Coinbase. I have a Coinbase account, and apparently there's $2,000 are getting transferred in and out of there every day. Apparently, if you go to my Hotmail account, I can't even log on to there. I can't even log in. So how come I'm getting emails saying I'm having transactions off of there for like $2,000 a day? But that's interesting to me. That's a flag. That's Coinbase. I'll say it. Look into them. You got to get this crypto stuff. You guys are all screwing it up, and we're peeling out all the bad fish, and we're going to let the good ones stay. Bitcoin, I don't know what the hell is going on there because I don't trust the Lightning Network. I think Lightning Network was a big scam over in what's the country that just decided they wanted to have Bitcoin as their currency? El Salvador. I believe that's a big scam out of El Salvador, and they were scamming their Lightning Network. They're hacking all your stuff. They're taking your money, not giving it to you. And that they were at first, but if you're getting it now, you're just getting all your stuff stolen. Basically, that's what I think. That's why Ethereum left the whole proof. Ethereum said, we're out of this proof of work. It doesn't make no sense. People are stealing now. So we're going proof of stake. We want to make sure you got to put in there. You better give us your money first. I mean, you better show us what you got. Don't tell us this is your work when it wasn't your work. You show us that this is it. That's what I think it is anyway. I don't really know the realms of whatever they are or nothing. I know Solana is like a history thing, but it's also a stake, I think. So I don't know. But that all means. I don't really like Solana either because I think Phantom's all jacked up. Go on Phantom, not the FN, the PH Phantom. And that's jacked over there. I don't know what's going on, and I don't. Solana's crashed pretty bad. But it's starting to move, but they have a good mechanism. They have a good blockchain. They run it themselves. It's them. So they don't have to share their money with anybody else. Like if you came off Bitcoin, you'd have to share it to Bitcoin. If you came off Ethereum, you'd have to share it to Ethereum. But they are Bitcoin, Ethereum of their place. So pretty cool. And I believe Crypto.com is too. Kronos. Although they might be with Ethereum. But I lost my mind. I'm on a train of thought that's way off and nobody even cares anymore. Except for myself. But I'm just talking. I can't sleep. I should probably smoke that. I should probably smoke that Chiba Hiba Hiwi Weeba. Hey, that's not against the law either anymore. Oh, that's so cool. But the other thing that's really bad about that is now we're getting just infiltrated with the bad weed that they're spraying. They're cheating now, and they're spraying this, and they're turning it into crackle weed or whatever. And it's a spray. But the spray that's getting sprayed on it is got other things than what you think. It's supposed to be like some kind of spray to enhance the THC or something, but it's also got poison in it. So, yeah, pretty cool. People are dying. So, 53 people went to the hospital. I was one of them. Pretty cool. Hey, just saying. If it's cracking and backing and jacking and hacking, you don't want it. Okay, if it just breaks up like that. Now, something happened. They sprayed something on it. It's not supposed to do that. It's supposed to be natural. It's not. Hey, this is a life lesson on just stories here. I'm telling you all true stories here. I'm telling you life lessons. If you're listening, you're learning something today. You're learning not to be Bigfoot Holmes, because Bigfoot Holmes is nothing but an idiot, apparently. He just thinks he knows everything. And he wants to fight Phil Brooks, and he's calling Stuart Presidente a thief. I don't think he is. I just can't. I don't even know if that's true. But I was writing blogs back around then. I don't know what happened to them. My hub page, I can't even get on there. I did get on there the next time, and my whole Barack Obama thing that had like 50,000 views back then has been now erased into me favoring Barack Obama. I'm like, what the hell happened? I did not write that. I didn't say I would go and I would kiss his feet and I would bow to the master. I didn't say that. No. No, I said what I said was I would go masturbate right on his face. That's what I said. Because I think I didn't say that either. I can't say anything about the president. He's not the president anymore. But I didn't say that. I didn't say any of that. I just said it. I'm stupid. I didn't mean it. And I wasn't I was talking about Krakamahama. Him. Nobody even knows. Nobody even knows this guy. Nobody knows the guy. I mean, 50,000. Yeah, it's just stupid history. We'll come back with the show that's a real show. It's going to be Yuri Prohoshka. And that's about it. Oh, wait. Yeah, I got the FTX. That's what I wanted to do. FXT, FTX. Actually, I don't even know the name of it. They're so big in time. Big, powerful place for that. Guys. You were probably the people that were raking in the money on that place by using it and promoting it. Like Brady, he was probably promoting. That's probably why that girl said, "Well, you know what? You're gonna get us all put in the federal prisons, and we gotta get divorced." I don't know. That was just odd to me, right? That's odd that they're divorced. I don't know. I'm just saying, weird. But Brady's out there promoting that company. I don't know. Interesting. Miami Heat. They had it on their whole freaking name. I'm not saying Crypto.com ain't gonna happen to them either, but I don't know, man. I don't know. They ain't worth that much, so. They ain't worth that much. Their coins worth like 6 cents to me. Oh, no, man. I don't even know. They probably are scamming you. The stuff that they make is only worth like 5 cents. So, yeah, they're really getting you. Oh, they're getting you hardcore. Minted is worth like 30 cents. Oh, they got us that day. It went up to like 60. Yeah, they're scamming us. No, a scam is if a cryptocurrency goes, starts out at 300, or starts out at like 50 bucks and goes all the way up to like 1,050 in literally like 2 days. And then all of a sudden it just tanks and now it's worth like $3. That might have been a really, really trigger. Hey, the last newsflash on the cryptocurrency topic here. If you look at a cryptocurrency and you notice that their price started out really high right when they came out of the chute, that was because that was what the price was when they have ICOs, IGOs, IPOs. It's the same as like a stock thing, but it's before it comes out. The investors are invested in it, but by the time the price of the actual coin comes out, that's what they'll list it at. But if you're invested in that, they can get it all the way up to something higher. So I'm just saying, like, minted will only say like 60, 50, or 70 cents or something. Or I don't know, but it was actually up to like $1.04. But that was when all of our money was right there after the IGO. So, but they never went up. They never went higher. And I had they went up to $100, and now they're back down to 34 cents within a month. Or within like 4 months. Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a problem. That seems like a big issue. Like, that's a scam, probably. Well, you're so many of them out there. Good luck. We going through them. You better learn it or not learn it. Or just don't even deal with it. Don't deal with it would probably be the better way. But then you got to deal with actual money. And if you're in America, good luck. We crashed. Well, we crashed and burned. So we don't have any money. Everybody that had money in our country moved out of the country with their money. And they're acting like they're not even from here anymore. And they're just posting like Bezos. Hey, man, I moved. But you guys need to start and get cars. Don't get cars. You need to not you need to spend your money wisely. Well, how about you give us some money, Bezos? You ran off on us. You got an Amazon out here that's now hacking all of our accounts. They're blocking your accounts. They're frying you out. What the hell's going on here, man? Well, how about you give us some money then, you jerk off? Good gosh, you guys are so ignorant, man. Oh, and you want people to feel bad for you? I don't feel bad for shit. All right, we'll be right back. All right, we're back. We're going to talk about Yuri Prohoshka because this really pisses me the frick off. I wanted to believe that was fake and it was fraudulent claim on him. But now this is just getting too weird. They just had a face-off. They just did a face-off. So now you're going to come back here and 2 days later and you're going to say his shoulder's so hurt he's out for a whole year, which is only be possible as if he was... Who's out for a year? Who's out for a year? Who gets their belt just suspended? And stripped. Or he gave it up. He gave it up. Because he's a samurai. Probably, maybe he did. I don't know the story. I don't know how hurt he is. I just know he was there. The fight's right here. He had to be almost near the freaking fight, dude. I don't get this. Isn't it like next week or something? How hard was he training up to this point? Usually like the last week you get your weight in order and you start recovering. That's what I would think. I don't know. It's not like when we're wrestling in college on Fridays, we went and busted our ass in practice. No. Our practice was 30 minutes long and it was to just warm up and get, if you had to lose weight, you had 30 minutes. You should have been losing weight all day anyway and then you have all night to lose weight at the motel you're at. but they don't. We don't wrestle. We're not wrestling. Wrestling, if we wrestled, it was basically 25%. Okay, we were giving 75%. We were going 25%. That's it. It was like resistant, and we weren't risk. It was weird. I don't know the word I'm trying to use here. It's late. It's early in the morning, man. It's Thanksgiving. I want turkey. That's all I'm thinking about. I want the Lions to win. That's all I'm thinking about. Oh, by the way, the Lions are on a winning streak. Yes. Wow. All right. So, Prohaska says this. Nobody knows what it is. Nobody even knows if it's a shoulder injury. I just saw another YouTube thing. I don't even know if this is true, okay? He might just, nah. Because they already labeled that Blahakovic and, Blahovic and, Who beat Anthony Smith, which is really funny because he said that same thing was going to happen. He said the winner of this fight is going to be fighting for a belt. Anthony Smith said that when he fought Ankalaev. Weird to me. I was like, that doesn't make no sense. Maybe it will. And guess what? Had he won that fight, he'd be the one fighting because Rakic isn't injured with a bad leg or something, right? So there wouldn't have been anybody else there. He would have been the one stepping in there had he been able to beat Ankalaev, but he got injured in that fight. But I don't think he was going to win that fight anyway, but we'll never know, but he was right. That guy still got it, man. He's a real good broadcaster, too. I like it. I like what he's doing. He's getting way better at it. Real good. I think when he started with a podcast with Michael Bisping's when he started getting pretty comfortable with everything. Because he's damn good. Damn good announcer, broadcaster. So is Bisping. But check their podcast out. I don't even know if they still have it. I don't know. But I think I just watched an episode like last week or something. Old one. And gave it a thumbs up. Oh, because Brendan something was on there. You know, the dude, I got to get this out. I'll get on what I was talking about with Prohaska, but there's a PFL fight coming up. If anybody can, I think it's a pay-per-view now, which is weird to me. I don't think I think this is the first time. What, you just don't want people to see, Brendan? Nobody's going to buy this here. Who's buying the PFL pay-per-view? I don't know. It's a, what? So, is this how you can keep him? Because you already saw that he was on a show with two UFC workers, and they were trying to get him without saying, we want you to... And he was, hey, maybe you'll be in the UFC one day. He's like, I hate the UFC. I already had my shot to be in the UFC. I won my fight, and Dana White said I was not good enough. I've been on 9 fight wins for since. I've won 9 fights since, and I've lost a split decision or something like that, I think he said, which was just last year. And all of his fights except for one have been a loss by split decision, and it's like 4 fights. The guy's amazing. I don't know what his last name is. He doesn't even know it. He said he's got 5 of them. Nobody knows it, but I think Michael Bisping was onto it, since Michael Bisping's from that neck of the woods, so we call him Brendan Loughnan, and I'm gonna go with that, because I'm gonna assume Michael Bisping would know how to pronunciate somebody from Manchester, England. I would just assume, isn't that where he's from? Or he's from around there. I'm pretty sure he would understand and know how they pronounce the words here, because I used to call him Brendan Lugnani. I call him Brendan Lugnani. And then I called him Brendan Loughnane, because that's what I heard him say. And now I heard him say Loughnan. And then I heard Brendan on the show, whatever. There's, you know, the hell of a fighter. He's probably got a tough fight. Bubba Badman Jenkins is pretty damn good. Hell of a wrestler. And he's getting some striking. But Brendan can wrestle, too. He act like he can. He knows what he's doing everywhere, okay? He just beat up the old UFC guy. 145, I said he was going to... I had a shot at winning that, you know. Oh, my gosh. I forgot his name. I'll figure it out. But he's good, man. Check him out if you would like to go watch some videos on this guy. And you tell me, you should just then follow him on Twitter and just see how he does. Because he's still young. I think he's like 29 or 30 or something. I don't know, 31 maybe. He's good. Watch him. He's fun. He's a real fun. He's a fun fighter to watch. He'll put on entertaining fights, too. Well, I'm just saying, it's going to be a good one. And Bubba, it'll be a good fight. If you guys stand on their feet, he's going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble, though. I'll tell you that much. He's going to lit up. That guy's so fast, and he switches. He does fights both stances. He hits. He's good. Good fighter, man. I like him. Oh, you could take a shot, too, if you didn't know. He's the guy who has a crooked nose. It looks like it may have been broken. I don't know if it's fixed now, but he's still fighting through it. So, yeah, I'm just saying, he can take a shot, it looks like. Unless it was just something else, but I don't know. So anyway, pretty good. Check the guy out. Check that episode out. It was a good one. Real good one. I liked it. All right. Oh, and I think the one guy on that episode, I heard there was one guy who was having a kid. That was pretty cool. Man. Moving on in life. Well, if you needed somebody to come on there and show, you know, when he's going to be having to watch his kid, you know, some days maybe can't do it. You have to have a fill-in, you know. I wouldn't know what to do, though. So. Anyway, other than that, that's just me being an idiot. All right, so I think he's okay, but there was an MMA guru out there. And he said this because they put it on a podcast out there. That Friedman, I think, did a podcast on it or something. Somebody did a podcast episode on how many times Yuri Prochazka has been tested by USADA compared to other people. Like, who was the most tested person? And it was him. He'd been tested 36 times just in, like, this was, like, a few months ago. I think it was, like, within a certain time frame. It was, like, 36 times. They said, this is just crazy. The next closest person was 12. And that was, I want to say somebody had been tested positive for steroids before. It might have been Michael Chandler or somebody. I don't know what was it. Oh, no, it was Paulo Costa. Yeah, it was Paulo Costa. Hey, yeah, he was 12. And, 36? 36? This guy had hit 12 in a year? This is just insane. They said he got tested 24 times in 1 month by USADA. And that the Lord Son, Lord Chael out there, you know, looking good, nice glass. He must be on vacation. Vacate for Thanksgiving or something. I don't know. But anyway, looks pretty cool. Hey, he was in agreement. He said, that's just crazy. He said, I looked this up, and it looks like this is like 48 times he's been tested. Because it would be two times one. But no, it's 24 literally times that he came to his house in 1 month to test him. He goes, that's like 48 times. They do two different types of tests. Holy crap. What's going on here? So I guess what we'd have to do is go look up in the past, but we'll never find out if he'd ever test, because they weren't testing for it. We don't know. And I don't think that's what he's doing anyway. I just think they just don't understand why he's so good. And maybe he just hurt now. Maybe he's, I don't know. We'll see. Let's just hope for the best, because I like Yuri Prochazka. I think he's awesome. I think he's really great for the sport. He's like he's like just a throwback warrior from like those, have you ever watched like, I don't know, like Asian. Like, I don't want to say Tom Cruise movie, like The Samurai, whatever, but the people in that besides Tom Cruise, like something like that, maybe. What was he, like The Last Samurai or something? Not him, but I think there was some other cool, you know, I don't know, like cool fighting, you know, old medieval fighting, killing you, storm stuff, karate stuff, ninja stuff. I don't know, man. But he's cool. He was good for the sport, man. And he does weird punches. He does double uppercuts, double fist. He does hammer shit from his hands, man, and double flying knees. He's fun. This sucks. It actually sucks. And Glover's not fighting for the belt now because he said, I ain't going to take a fight that short notice. I'm 50 years old, man. I need time to train for the guy I'm fighting. Jeez. For one, the one guy already beat me before. What are you talking about, man? Or maybe not. He beat that guy. I don't know. Who beat Blachowicz for the belt? Can't know. I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't know. It wasn't Israel Adesanya. It wasn't him. I know he moved up and tried. That didn't work. So how he ever... He couldn't get away from Blachowicz on the ground. What do you think Khamzat Chimaev would do to that guy? Stack and jack and back him up bad. But he's going to stack and jack and back Pereira up too. Whoever's fighting him that knows how to wrestle, they're going to beat him. He's going to lose his first title fight if it's against anybody who knows how to wrestle. Anybody that's like really well good at wrestling and can hold you on the ground. What's he going to do? Submit him off your back? I don't think Alex Pereira can do that. What he can do is knock your face in if he can get a good shot on you, which is usually, his left hook? Well, that's about that one shot. I was watching his clips, and I made a video on it. I said, this is craziness. This guy's been he got his ass kicked in his first fight in MMA. Go watch that fight. That guy knocked his face in all over the place, okay? The guy busted him up. He dropped him like four times, and then he took him down the double leg and grinded him there. I'm just telling you, I'm confused. Adesanya was kicking his ass too for that fight. I got caught, knocked out. Why can't you run? Just run. I tried. He is too bad. He was probably gassed. That's a big dude to be running from too in a little place, man. Weird stuff. But I hope Prochazka is okay. I hope everybody has a good Thanksgiving. Even at the Stuhl Presidente. I'm just kidding. I hope for the best, okay? I would hate to anybody get in trouble for something stupid that they didn't know about. But if you knew about, you have to know about. He's just talking about he's talking about how he strictly his guidelines and stuff, regulations are. So you got, how did you think it's okay to bet on, even if you bet on your fighter, you're basically, you're training coach and sponsor. You're paying for, you just said you're paying for Molly McCann to fight. You're paying for her trainers to come in. You're giving her whatever she needs. And you're betting on her fight. Well, that seems pretty, seems a little like, I don't think that's legal. But okay. No. That's why they don't let dealer, see, I'm right on this. Because if you are a dealer, you cannot gamble at your casino. If you are any kind of dealer or you work at a casino, you cannot gamble at that casino you work at. Or anyone affiliated with that casino. You can't. That's why a lot of dealers that do the poker, they had gambling issues. They became poker dealers because they know now, well, now I got to travel to go play cards. I just might as well play a dealer. I know the game so well. And now I don't. Now I get tipped. I'm getting tipped too now. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. I'm always winning. Well, and I'm doing something I love to do. I was sitting here for 20 hours a day anyway. Oh, hell. It's cool. See, that's how it works. But honestly, I'm just surprised and shocked that they didn't know that stuff. I'm surprised and shocked the fighters didn't know this stuff. I'm surprised and shocked the guy from Missouri didn't know. I mean, he was a fighter, though. He was a fighter, and he's a coach. He probably has head hit in Missouri. I don't know. I don't know. I hope for the best for him, too. I can't think of his name. I'm not even going to say his name, but I know he's been suspended. Because one of his fighters came to the last fight and had no coach. Oh, Miles John. Came to the fight, had no coach, had nobody training him for the last week. Because he said his whole system's been shut down, his coach has been suspended, and nobody even came to watch him fight. He's got no coach, and he did nothing, and he still won. And I still won, motherfucker. I still won. I still showed up, and I fought. With no coach, no training, I made weight, I looked like shit, and I still won. My name's Miles John. That's him. That was pretty cool. I wonder why he was cussing at that dude at the end of the fight. Like, he was mad at something. Mad at something. Maybe that guy sat out of a fight once. He said, I don't sit out of fights for no reason. I'm a fighter. I don't even need a coach. He's suspended. I need to weird. Weird. This is just getting weird. Good thing pro wrestling cannot. AEW might want to get this DraftKings thing out of there. You might want to get DraftKings out of there because you guys are going to start rigging your fight, your matches. You're going to start rigging your matches, man. You're going to start picking the winners, and you're going to start gambling on them. You're pro wrestling. They would never do such a thing. Oh, yeah, they already do that. So how's DraftKings one of your sponsors then? That's weird. What's DraftKings up to? They pre-picked the winners of those fights and those matches. If you tried to do a fantasy thing once, it made no sense. I said this is so stupid because if anybody that knew anything of this would have picked the people that they knew won. And it's in a fantasy league. Who's getting... Just saying. Who was doing that? Oh, that was DraftKings. I'll gamble on there. But hey, I'm high. That's probably why they just got... They were part of the conference. They were part of the one of the companies, of the sports gambling companies that just got hacked into. Because, yeah, I had to change all my password. I had to change everything the other day. I was like, what the hell happened? What's going on? My account's restricted. Oh, they got hacked. They were one of the sports... companies that got the sports betting places that got hacked, huh? Or gambling web online that got hacked. Well, that sucks. Probably better just blame it on FanDuel. Make them pay your pay for whatever. Got whatever you can get in trouble, have to pay for something, and just make FanDuel do it. Cause they did it last time that happened. You know, they got in trouble for cheating, rigging their fantasy sports leagues, which is now why they have to have intermediate. Beginner leagues because they didn't. Some people just didn't realize that some people were really good at that. you better be like a mathematician or something if you want to actually really excel at fantasy sports, or be just single entry teams. But either way, those are where the killers are at because they always have their best. It's craziness. I'm telling you. That's why I only do MMA. I'll do football, too, every now and then, but MMA, I'm pretty good at. Because I know all the fighters. You know, I coached and trained them all. I'm in the organization. I know everybody. But that's me, Bigfoot Holmes, man. Get them. Put me down. Feds, come to my door and get me. Because I'm paid. Mamma jamma. You better get me before I go and get Phil. Phil, better get me before that. Just saying. He don't want none of this. You know what? Ice hurt. I'll let him get healed up, though. Wait till next year when he's healed up and he's got another $3 million in his pocket. And I don't want any money. But I'm thinking he'd fight for free, too, so we could just do it in a cage. Put on a small wrestling market somewhere, and put a cage out, and we'll do a big, cool show. But nobody gets pre-existing picks of the winners there, okay? No, it's me versus you. Mano y a mano. Boom, bam, boom. Have a good one. That's my show. I got to go. I got to go check out the Brendan Loughnan, Lugnani, or Loughnane, or Lou Gnananani. Lugnane. I don't want to mess this up anymore, but he didn't even give us any name. He said there's five of them. I'm trying to figure the other two. Just watch him and watch Kayla Harrison's going to be fighting Pacheco. And I'm telling you, this could be the time Kayla Harrison loses. Because this Pacheco is one bad Brazilian badass, okay? She that's all I'm going to say. I've already probably ruined any ties of me ever being affiliated with whatever place she trains out of, because I probably already offended the world when I did my when I was watching a fight one time. I may have said some real bad things, but that's it. I don't know. I was wondering what she got a tattoo all around her neck, man. She's badass. She's a killer. Okay, she's from Brazil too. Is it? She probably has some good kind of grappling in her. What are you gonna do, Kayla? What are you gonna do? This is how Ronda Rousey got her ace in base kicked in. Okay, this is what happened to her. She met somebody that could match that skill and keep you on your feet. And what happened? She got rocked and jocked and bocked. Good luck, Kayla. It's been three times. They're not going to let you win four championships in a row, okay? That's $4 million they're just giving you. Why? No, they're out there trying to find somebody to beat you. They thought they had somebody last year. It did not work. Now they got this one. The Combat Sambo World Champ or something, they thought they had her come in there and beat her. But that was a close fight. Good fight. It was okay. Kayla looked good that time. But I'm telling you, this woman hits. She hits harder than anybody you're ever going to have fought. Combat Sambo gets you to the ground and hits you. This person freaking hits on her feet, and it's all I'm saying about it. I'm done talking about it, because I would love Kayla Harrison to win this fight. I like what she's doing. I like everything. I don't like the weight class they fight at, but I would like her to win. But I'm telling you, if you want to go throw some money down on something, I mean, I check this Pacheco out, and I'd say, hey, whoa, hey, man, hey, whoa. Plus, I believe this woman could probably get down in weight class below that, too, if she ever had to go somewhere else. Because I don't know why Kayla Harrison's fighting at 145 or 155. This isn't even a weight class. It's not even a weight class. That's not even a weight class, man. Where is that a weight class? Just UPFL? Is that it? UFC came and find people to fight at 145, let alone them having a 155 and just giving Kayla Harrison $4 million every year. They're done with that, I think. Telling Pacheco could be the one to end it. We'll see. If not, could be wrong. But Harrison has looked good lately, though. She sharpened some of those skills. I mean, she was already the best, like, thrower, judo, and stuff like that, you know, and get on top of you and hold you, and beat you up. She was good with that, but, that's what happens. All right, get that, Brendan, it's gonna be, there's other fights in that PFL card, it's gonna be good. PFL's pretty fun to watch sometimes. So, they put on interesting and entertaining fights. Also, they put on boring fights, and also they put on fights where you just scratch your head and go, what the hell just happened? How did he win? Rory McDonald? They didn't allow him to win? Okay. They were paying him back for some of the losses he got before. That's what happened. They were letting him go out swan song for, you know who he was. You know the guy. Islam beat him up once, and but before that, Habib beat him up real bad. It was actually Habib's first fight in there, and it was a decent fight. Pretty decent fight. I believe that was Islam's first fight in there, too, or one later, but he beat him up pretty good, though. What was that guy's name? Oh, Gleison Tebow. Yeah, Gleison Tebow. He was good, man. Back in the mid-2000s, the late-2000s, 8, 9, 10, 11, before Habib came in there and wiped him and diced him and jiped him. That guy was probably a top three or four guy in their company. He was damn good. They were calling him the next Royce Gracie Jiu-Jitsu ace. They said he was better. He was the best Jiu-Jitsu guy they had ever seen. So they called him. And then what happened? He fought Habib. And then Rory. And they gave him a win against Rory. Even though he lay on his back the whole time and Rory McDonald was on top of him. For like 12 minutes of the 15-minute fight, he was on top of him punching him. But you know, Rory would just hold you and then hit you a little bit. But that guy hit him zero times. I was on his back the whole time. And then he won. He won the fight. Interesting enough to me, that's what happened. But that's PFL, and I'm pretty sure that was when Anthony Pettis was out there betting on fights and getting a $1 million paycheck in the mail. That's probably what happened. It was probably, you know, take a look at an ad, Fed, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even talk to me. I don't know anybody, anything anymore. I'm done. Show's over. Have a good Thanksgiving later today. Get some turkey. Get some dinner. Watch some football. PFL's coming up. We'll have a good show coming back up. I won't be here Friday. Got to do work. All in Jackson. 10 stores I got to hit. Whew, yeah. Oh my gosh. Got to make sure the stuff's out there for this. Not that anybody goes to this Black Friday stuff anymore because they do it online and basically it's all the time anyway. So I don't know, man. Whew, what the heck happened? I don't know, man. I don't know who's going to be around, but I'm supposed to be there to make sure everything's straight. 10 different stores. Let's restock them that by 11 o'clock that night at the end of the day. Because you got to restock the stuff, you know, after everybody buys it all. Oh, so, pretty cool stuff, you know. Because some places do have inventory in their back. They do. They do, I know. Some places do. Not that Lowe's and Porter's, by the way, though. They didn't have anything. All right. Have a good one. Show's over. And I apologize for... all of you that took some steam off of my voice today, and you probably just took, you know, you're probably crying. And you know, you are human beings. You all are human beings, and I should not be sitting here offending you. But I get offended all the time, so I live with it. That's fine. It's fine with me, you know. It's basically called a little scrawny, scrappy felon. You know, that's me. That's me. I'm a police officer, Peter, apparently. Yep, I got fucked my sister once, too. Yeah, you guys had me labeled good, man. You know me so well. State of Michigan got me, man. But guess what I got? I got a shot to get it wiped and abolished off. Oh, yeah. Last month. Yep, I got up 5 years, 7 years. I can have them all gone. So I'm good, man. I'm good, man. I'm gonna be clean. I'm clean. I can get into Canada again, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go there. I don't think they'll let me in anyway. I don't think they'll let anybody in there. But, unless you're Ariel Hawaii, maybe. But, man, I don't want to go there anyway. I don't go there anyway. Whew. All right, that's the show. Have a good one. Take care, crazy people in this world. If you were listening to this, you must be the craziest person in the world if you got through 56 minutes of this, because I highly doubt you did. And if you did, thank God you did, because that's so cool, man. How about you subscribe to my show? How about you give me some likes? How about you? Hey, you can write me, too, you know. I got a Twitter account, so Bigfoot Holmes. You know, hey, I'm there. You want to come on the show? You want to speak with me? You know, I have access to places where you can come find me. I know you. Some people are watching me, so that's cool. Maybe you just want to laugh at me and think I'm an idiot. But, shame on you, because I think I just proved you right earlier with all my nonsense that I was spouting about all this crime and crypto and all this nonsense. And people just may be on steroids when they're not. Okay, he's probably just hurt. He probably is hurt. It's a year is a long time. Probably bad. If it's for a shoulder, I mean, big time. Big time, he's done. We'll never see Yuri Prochazka again. But he got that belt, though. That's pretty cool. Maybe USADA will get off his back, man. That's just insane. There's only 30 days in a freaking month in most months. Some months have 29. Other ones have 31. You are testing him 20. You came in his house 24 different times and checked him? That's just weird, man. That's just weird. That ain't right. That should be like, he should sue them and UFC for that bullshit, for putting USADA on that and having them come at him. Why aren't they coming at everybody else then? That's not right. That's like what that is, because I don't think he's ever tested. Where did he test positive for? Why would you think you got to check him? Unless you guys are hiding that from people. You think we're stupid? You got to stop hiding this from people. Because now what you're doing is you're going to cut out your entire fan base, because now we're just confused on what the hell's going on. Okay? You can't just keep having people disappear for a year and telling us that they give up their belt. They're going, no, they worked their whole life for that belt. They worked their whole life for that belt. Charlie Oliveira works his whole life for that belt, right? And he's going to come in that day, and miss weight. No. By half pound? No. And then he's got to strip his belt, and he's got to sit out for like 6 months? No. Well, he's never done it, right? 6 months, first one, right? 6 months, first offense. 1 year, 6 months to 1 year is your first, and 2 years is your second, right? Is that what it is? And then it's to John Jones level where it's like 5 years. It's just basically, John, go away, and then we'll let you come back whenever we think you can. Whatever, man. Just, John, just go away for 2 or 3 years. Get out of here, Johnny. Go for 3 years and take steroids, do everything you want. Connor, go take the roids, but get out of USADA pool. Go do it. Do whatever you want to do. Go do it. I don't care. You're not on my watch list anymore. Henry Cejudo. Which they proved that he'd been tested positive once. He got proved because they said he wouldn't. He would have been able to get out of that pool 2 months before that. He wouldn't have been in that pool that long, or he wouldn't have had to wait that long to get this fight to start fighting. And the USADA pool, they said, unless he had tested positive before, because that's not the rule. That's not the rule. That's the rule if you tested positive when you come back in is 6 months, right? That's what they said. I heard this. I heard this. I could be wrong. Could be wrong, Henry. But that would make sense to why Dominic Cruz kept mocking you about being on steroids and USADA. Because he's probably pretty sure that that might have been when you tested positive is when you need him in the face. So that could have been it. That could have been it. Pretty good. I'm pretty good at this stuff. They used to call me I used to be a detective, you know. I was detective, yes, in my other life. Have a good one, and happy holidays.